Show presents the most popular radio game on this side of the speaker. Let's play Beat Mix.
Beat Mix, don't be a loser.
Ready to beat Migs. I know Allison from Edmonds is. Allison, are you there?
Yes, hello.
Hello, Allison, and goodbye, Steve.
Bye-bye.
If you are playing along at home, Allison has 60 seconds to answer 10 questions. You can pass all you want, but you will only get 3 guesses per question. Are you ready?
Yep.
How many total outs are in a full inning of baseball?
3.
No.
Oh, 27.
No.
Oh, 9.
No. Which southern state is nicknamed the Magnolia State?
Pass.
How many sides does a tetragon have?
Oh, golly. 5?
No.
7?
No.
9?
No. In what decade was Mount Everest first summited?
Oh, my God. 20.
No.
30.
No. 40. No. What type of animal is a chukar? What profession did the elf Hermie want to be in Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer?
Dad.
Here's your sign was commonly used in what comedian's stand-up routine?
Oh my goodness. Gallagher.
No.
Eddie Murphy.
No.
Steve Martin.
No. Which part of the eye controls the size of the pupil?
The ocular...
Nerve. No.
Man.
Allison, I am sorry to report that we did not get any correct answers.
I'm sorry Taryn hates you, Allison. That's insane.
I feel like...
Oh, my God.
Wow.
Steve, you really have your work cut out for you.
Really?
Yeah.
All right.
Are you ready?
I believe that I am.
Okie dokie.
How many total outs are in a full inning of baseball?
3.
No.
Oh, wait, 6.
Yes. Which southern state is nicknamed the Magnolia State?
Magnolia.
Florida.
No.
Georgia.
No.
Arkansas.
No. How many sides does a tetragon have?
13.
No.
12.
No.
10.
No. In what decade was Mount Everest first summited?
That would be the 60s.
No.
50s.
Yes. What type of animal is a chukar?
What kind of animal is a chukar? A beaver.
No.
A donkey?
No.
Is it a monkey?
No.
Is it Chuck
what
Poop?
Profession did the elf Hermie want to be in Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer?
A dentist.
He did. Here's your sign was commonly used in what comedian stand-up routine?
Excuse me?
Here's your sign was commonly
Robin
used...
Robin Williams?
No.
Eddie Murphy?
No.
Carrot Top?
No. What part of the human eye controls the size of the pupil?
The retina?
No.
The iris?
Yes. How many times has a sequel won Best Picture at the Academy Awards?
Once.
No.
Twice.
Yes. What is secured in a ship's cat head?
Brains?
No. Steve, you got 5 correct, and that is a win. 5-0.
Oh, Allison, 0? Allison.
I feel like we may need to offer her a redemption opportunity.
Yeah. Do you think maybe in the next 24 hours you could like eat some brain food and join us tomorrow for a chance to redeem yourself? Because 0's a bad outing.
Well, the thing is, I usually take the train and the rail and I drove today.
Oh.
But I have to say, I thought I said iris.
Oh, did you?
The second or third question. Yes.
All right, I'll give you one.
Oh, you got 1. You did fantastic then.
Awesome. Thanks, Allison.
You rock.
Are you not even going to play your song?
Oh, I forgot. I was just so blown away by the fact you got 0 right, but it turns out there's only 1. Okay.
The southern state, nicknamed the Magnolia State, is Mississippi. A tetragon has 4 sides.
4.
A chukar is a bird. And then the comedian who said, here's your sign, was Bill Ingvall.
Yeah.
A ship's cat head is where they secure the anchor.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, drop that anchor, Steve.
I did not today.
He had a big victory, though.
It was better than Allison.
The Daily Mix.
Show.
We have a feature on the Odyssey app. It's pretty cool because you can leave us a voice message whenever you please. And every day when we check those messages, we find that some are rather interesting.
We've got a few interesting ones. Some people need our advice and somebody wants to talk a little offspring.
We're going to slide into our VMs after Red Hot Chili Peppers.
Something got you bent and now you need to vent, or you did something bad and you need to repent. Well, slide into our VMs.
Yeah, baby. It's time to slide into our VMs.
We're sliding and sliding and sliding
on the Daily Mix Show.
It sure would be special if we rolled in here in the morning and got a voice message from you. And you can do that through the Odyssey app. Just open her up and look for that little microphone icon when you're kicking it with KISW. Steve, what is happening in there today?
Well, our first voice message has everything to do with why Danny didn't get any sleep last night. Are you ready for the first voice message?
Yeah.
Hey. The Offspring f***ing rock tonight. Any of you guys there?
Danny was there. I was there.
In the pit.
Did they rock?
They blew the non-existent roof off of White River.
They got that little covering.
Yeah, that's not a roof, though.
That's fair.
Oh,
it's
so good.
It's roof adjacent.
It's a shelter.
Yeah. Guys, it was so good.
Holy s***. I've seen those guys seven times. That was easily their best. Also, what the f*** is Dexter Holland drinking? He's got some serious Benjamin Button thing going on. It seems like he's getting younger every time I see him.
Okay. Now, not untrue, though. Like, he also, like, more in shape than I've ever seen him before.
Mm. So, in person, because when I see pictures, I'm like, is he just heavily filtering his pictures?
No.
Because he does look a lot younger than he did, like, 5-10 years ago. Like, it's insane. I always love when people refer to him like a Benjamin Button type thing, because I've never seen the movie, but I know exactly what they're talking about.
Yeah, he looks incredible. The band sounded incredible. They had two huge skull things, like inflatables, that they did like halfway through. It was so good.
How many times have you seen The Offspring now?
I don't know. Probably over 20.
And
really?
Yeah.
Do you agree with the listener that this was one of the best?
Oh, yeah. They get better and better every single time. And it's like, at this point, like, they don't... I can't even imagine being in a band for that long. It's like, what, almost 40 years, something like that?
And it's relatively the same guy. I mean, it's Dexter and Noodles.
Yeah.
And I know they have a different drummer.
Yeah, and a different bass player, too.
Okay, so it's just Dexter and Noodles.
It's just Dexter and some hired hands. Okay.
But it's one of those, like, they have just been doing it for so long that it's almost like... I would imagine it's robotic for them to just put on a good show. And then, of course, Newfound Glory, they opened the show. And I told myself, I'm not going to get in the pit. Because the last time I got in a Newfound Glory pit, I broke my foot.
Ooh.
And I was like, I'm not doing it. They came on stage and I was in the pit.
You're in the pit. You have to tell everyone now, you went into the pit and something bad did happen. You didn't break your foot, but you still had bad luck.
I don't know when it happened, guys, because I went into two pits. I went for Newfound Glory and then for The Offspring.
What about Jimmy Eat World?
No
love for Jimmy Eat World?
They're fine.
See, that was the band I was bummed
about.
Yeah. They played a lot of the album Futures, and I just was never a big fan of that album.
I love that record, but I don't know if that's the right record to be jamming out to between Newfound Glory and The Offspring.
Yeah,
I think you'd lean more towards Bleed American in that situation.
Let's say there were highs and lows of that show. But I walk all the way. I leave early during Self-Esteem, because I'm like, I've seen Self-Esteem a million times. Get to my car. I'm parked on like the other side, because I parked so I could get out first. I was ready to go.
You thought this through.
Smart.
I get there. I realize I don't have my key fob.
Mm.
And I'm like, oh my God, my key fob fell out off of my wallet chain and it's gone. Like, it's just gone. And I'm like, there's no, my other keys were there, but my key fob was gone.
So it just flew out of your pocket or it was attached to your wallet chain?
It was attached to my, I think somebody ripped it off.
Oh no.
So I had to walk all the way back to the front gates, which was like another, and I'm
swimming upstream.
I'm fighting people as they're trying to get to their cars. I get there.
And my lazy ass, I'm like, F it. I'll just order an Uber.
Honestly, I was like, I was thinking about it. I was like, there's literally no way I don't know what I'm going to do, because my key, I have a spare key, but it's in West Seattle.
You're going to have to call your girlfriend. I'm sure she would love to get that phone call.
Honestly, I called her and I was like, she's like, should I start driving now? And I was like, I mean, no. So I get there to the front and I'm like, did you find a key fob? And they're like, what kind of car? And I was like, a Toyota Camry. And they're like, and they pull it out. And I was like, oh my God.
That's awesome.
And I still was like kind of worried that it wasn't going to work when I got to my car. I was like, it might be somebody else's Toyota Camry.
You just keep hitting until you find that Toyota Camry and then that's your new car for the night.
guys, I shouldn't get in pits
anymore. Was it worth it, though?
It was so worth it.
I thought you'd do like the thing you did to me when we went and saw Bad Religion, where you just, Dropkick Murphys. Whenever you wanted to jump into the pit, you're like, here, Steve, hold my wallet and keys.
I was a little drunk, Steve, so really during the pit, I was like, I can't do that.
No. Okay.
We got another voice message.
This one's for the Daily Mig Show, and I just started talking to this guy and hanging out. We met online. We've gone on a few dates, and things seem to be going pretty well. He's a very sincere guy, super nice. He's very respectful, but...
But there's a but.
Oh, no.
Are you ready?
Does he have a weird thing with his mom or something?
Why is that what you
like think? Mama's boys. They're kind of annoying, you know?
We were getting dinner last night, and he mentioned that his ex-girlfriend still lives with him. His ex-girl...
Completely forgot to put the bleep on that one. I dropped my keys in the pit, guys.
Friend still lives in his house. And he was shocked that that threw me off. Friend still lives in...
I'm afraid to play any more of it.
I am too.
Yes. How would you handle that?
Well... To be fair, the price of rent is out of control right now.
Okay.
So maybe it's not, you know, financially possible for them to live separately at this time. I'm giving her the benefit of the doubt, giving him the benefit of the doubt at this point.
I agree. I think that these days you break up, you just stay living together.
But do you wait until you can move on before you start dating somebody else?
No.
Okay, I mean, because I've been there. I lived with an ex after the relationship ended because we had a lease, and it was just like the time. This was just last week. No, I'm kidding. This was like forever ago, and we were living in like Wallingford area, and it was awkward. Like I didn't know how to break that information to any future girl I was hanging out with, so I just said, you know what, I'm just going to be super single until we can go our separate ways.
I mean, you could have just referred to the ex as your roommate because that wasn't, you know, a lie.
Yeah, but then what if a follow-up question happens? Like, how'd you guys meet? Well, we used to have sex together.
Oh, no.
The Daily Mix Show.
Hopefully you've seen the video of Darren from System of a Down randomly ending up at a show where a System of a Down tribute band was playing and jumping on stage with them. The band is called Peephole. And what was that experience like? We tracked down their frontman, Jesse, and he's going to tell us all about it at 7:20. There is a System of a Down tribute band called Peephole, and they were playing at a bar in Chicago when actual System of a Down guitarist Darren Malakian wandered in, surprised everyone, ended up on stage with the band, and sang a song with them.
I just love how he like walks straight in, he hears the band, goes straight to the front of the stage, gives them like a fist bump, watches them perform, and then jumps up on stage. Like, I'm just like, this is just bonkers to me.
The video absolutely blew our minds, and we now have Jamie Dole, the lead singer for Peephole, on with us this morning. What is up, Jamie?
Hi, good morning. How you doing?
We're doing great, man. How are you doing? I got to imagine you're still riding high, because I feel like every day I still see this video being shared on social media.
That is correct. Yeah, we are just riding on high, trying to ride this wave as long as it'll take us.
Well, so I remember watching the video originally seeing, like, there's Darren. He's taking a picture outside of Wrigley Field. Then he shares the story. He's like, I swear I'm not making this up. I swear this wasn't staged, but I heard a band. Well, he thought originally somebody was singing karaoke System of a Down. And him and his crew are like, let's just go in there and see what's going on. Walks in. Just so happens there's a System of a Down tribute band that you're a part of called Peephole, and you guys are performing, and then he walks straight up and fist bumps you and then ends up on stage. That's his perspective. What's your perspective of everything that happened while you're on stage singing System of a Down songs?
Yeah, I mean, that's exactly what happened. This was not planned in any way, shape, or form. I mean, we wish that we had some kind of secret line to System of a Down to do stuff like this, but this was right place, right time, right moment. For us, and especially me, I was in the middle of screaming my head off as he walked in. So it took me a second to look down and see what was going on. But the moment that I saw him, my heart just fell to the ground. I instantly recognized who he was, started pointing at him, and the rest is history. We just, we kind of lost our minds a little bit, you know?
Yeah, I would imagine that like within seconds, you're like, what the hell is going on right now? How is he even here?
Yes, that is exactly how it went down. In our heads, it took a moment to process. We're like, why is Darren in the front row at our show? It was the most amazing thing.
Jamie Dole, lead singer for Peephole. Tell me this, though. How was the audience reacting to that? Because we could really only see the perspective from where the audience was sitting. What about for you guys looking out at that crowd? What were they going through?
Oh, it was epic. I mean, of course, there's a lot of attention on how we felt in the moment. But one of my favorite things about this is how the audience felt.
That's true, yeah.
The crowd was just going crazy. Nobody saw this coming. And our whole concept of putting on the show the day before they were in Chicago, so we're from Chicago, was we wanted to reach fans that might be coming into Chicago for the weekend to see System of a Down. We wanted to celebrate System of a Down with people that we thought would enjoy it. And there were people that had flown in from England. People had come up from Arkansas, from all over out of town to see this show. And, of course, they got way more than they expected when Darren actually showed up. So it wasn't just an amazing experience for us. It was an amazing experience for everybody involved. And that's about the most that we could ask for to be in a tribute band, because our whole goal is to just celebrate and share this music as much as we can.
And I always love, like, the videos when you see, like, you know, like, it could be even, like, the Ed Sheerans of the world. They hear someone performing his song, and he jumps up on stage at, like, a mall, or Lenny Kravitz one time, I think, did something along those lines. But you always hear those stories. You never in a million years think that that's going to happen to you.
No, not at all. This was a complete shock. And, you know, of course, every tribute band probably has in the back of their mind, you know, wouldn't it be cool if, you know, right, one of the guys showed up or something. For it to become reality was an absolute shock. We're still kind of processing it.
Obviously, there's a lot of tribute bands that exist out there in the world. I'm not familiar with any other System of a Down tribute bands other than Peephole at this time. It's a tall order to do their music. How do you think Darren felt singing with you guys? What was his, you know, kind of demeanor after that all came to a close?
Oh, wow. Well, we feel like we got the stamp of approval from them, because the things that he said in the post about that moment, that to us resonated deeply, and that gave us all the validation we needed. The music is very, very challenging. We've been doing this for about 8 years, and there's still some stuff that, you know, is a little bit outside of our wheelhouse. The truth is the guys in System of a Down are that good, and it's not easy to replicate. One thing that I like to share about this moment that I've been mentioning that I don't know if a lot of people have thought about is that we play using in-ear monitors so that we don't have to rely on speakers on the stage to hear ourselves. And I didn't even cross my mind until it happened. But the moment that Darren started singing with me, I could hear his voice through my in-ear monitors blending with my voice. And that was one of the most magical moments of my entire life. This is something I've never expected that would ever happen. I've only ever sang along to the recordings with Darren's voice. So to hear him in the moment singing with me was as amazing as you think it might be. It was that great.
Dude, you're giving me goosebumps just thinking about that. That experience had to have been on another level. The other question, we're talking about Jamie Dole. He's the lead singer of Peephole. This is the System of a Down tribute band where Darren from System of a Down jumped up on stage and performed with you guys. So he performs with you guys. Is there a set over soon after that where you get to actually have some, like, one-on-one time to chat with him? Or is it just like, I'm singing a song with you guys, deuces, you'll never see me again?
No, we were only about 20 minutes into our set at that point. It was still pretty early on in our show. And he was gone as quickly as he arrived. He just vanished. And once he was gone, we looked at each other and we're like, well, do we just go home? Or keep playing the show? And we were like, well, let's go ahead and just keep rocking out. And we finished our set, and the post Darren energy in the room after he left was just amazing. The crowd was singing every single song. I mean, the point was that we were all really excited to see them at Soldier Field the next day. So all we were doing is just riding the wave and getting that experience of recognizing that Darren was just in the room with us. So it was fantastic.
Jamie, I did look at the set list that System of a Down played the very next night, and it was like 26 songs or something like that. What was your favorite part of seeing System of a Down the next night?
Oh, man. Well, one thing that was kind of cool is that our whole band got to go to the show. We already had tickets, but they were kind enough to offer us all access passes. So we went to the show. All of our wives or significant others came with us. And experiencing that with them was really special for us. one thing that was kind of cool was, you know, the our wives and significant others getting like an A-B comparison. They had just seen us play, and now we're going to see the real guys do it for real. And that was fantastic. We learned a lot, you know, things that we could do differently or better. The amount of songs they play live is what we try to do, and it was so effortless for them. And it is not effortless for us. It is a big challenge.
That's so cool. What an incredible experience. I'm so happy for you guys. And it's been a pleasure getting to chat with you about it.
Thank you. Yeah, this has been a monumental experience. And we're really grateful to share it with so many people.
And Jamie, if you and the guys from Peephole end up in Seattle, please let us know, because we would love to see you in the flesh.
Of course. Please spread the word. We want to book shows. If anybody wants to bring us somewhere, they can reach out to us on Facebook or Instagram or send us an email. We would love to come.
And on Instagram, it's Peephole, S-O-A-D, for System of a Down. Of course, you can find them on all social media that way as well.
That's correct. Yep. And if you're looking for us on Facebook, you can find us at Peephole Tribute to System of a Down.
Nice. Jamie, thank you so much for taking the time to tell us about your amazing experience with Darren from System of a Down.
Of course. Thank you so much for having me. I really appreciate the time.
The Daily Mix Show.
That is an absolutely massive moment for Jamie and his band. So what about you? I know a lot of people that listen have probably been in bands at one time or another in their lives.
I feel like it's safe to say that everybody in the Pacific Northwest at one point was in a band.
So what was that one moment when you were playing in a band that you will never forget? Call 206-803-ROCK. Maybe a specific venue you played, a band you got to open for, a memorable show. Call in and tell us the story. 206-803-ROCK is the number, and we will take your calls after System of a Down. If you missed it, we were just chatting with Jamie Dull, who fronts a System of a Down tribute band called Peephole. And this is the band that was playing at a Chicago bar when none other than Darren of System of a Down walked into the bar, headed up to the stage, jumped on stage with them. And this is Jamie talking about that experience.
This was not planned in any way, shape, or form. I mean, we wish that we had some kind of secret line to System of a Down to do stuff like this, but this was right place, right time, right moment. I was in the middle of screaming my head off as he walked in. So it took me a second to look down and see what was going on. But the moment that I saw him, my heart just fell to the ground. I instantly recognized who he was, started pointing at him, and the rest is history. We just, we kind of lost our minds a little bit, you know? It took a moment to process. We're like, why is Darren in the front row at our show? It was the most amazing thing.
Just an absolutely massive moment for that band. So we want to know, if you've been in a band, what was that moment for you? Something memorable that happened when you were playing with a band. 206-803-ROCK. Cody, you're at JBLM. What was that moment that you will never forget playing in a band?
Cody.
Yes.
Tell us your story, my man.
Oh, yes. I was in Utah at the time. It was in a band called Riddled With. And it was like 2016, 2017. And we ended up opening up for Diamond Head.
Oh, awesome. And how was that experience for you?
It was amazing. I'll never forget it. The highlight of my musical career, however short it was.
So was the highlight being able to play in front of a large group of people? Or was the highlight something that happened maybe backstage with the band? Did they treat you guys well?
Oh, no, yeah, the band was awesome. They treated us well, but it was just being able to play with Diamond Head, because I grew up listening to Megadeth and Metallica, and knowing that, like, they opened up for them as well, and they played with them, right, and they idolized them, so it's like, I'm playing with my idols, like, how amazing is that?
Cody, did you keep in touch with them at all over the years?
No, they wouldn't share their information with us, which, understandably.
Like, nice to meet you guys.
We like you guys. We like you guys, not that much. That was like the experience when we got to, when Bruiser Brody, we went up to Canada to Commodore Ballroom and got to perform three shows with Steel Panther. And just the way they treated us, like, those, I will forever root for that band. I mean, they're funny as all hell.
Yes.
They're a great band. They're very entertaining, but they're just solid dudes. Like, they made it a point at the end of each night to make sure that whatever was in their green room, all the food, all the booze, because they weren't drinking, they just gave it to us. They're like, here, take it. Bring it back to the Airbnb. And boy, did we. It was freaking awesome.
The Daily Migs Show.
Do you think that you are smart enough to beat Migs? Maybe you were listening to the cheat sheet on the men's room at 540 yesterday to get three of the correct answers for the upcoming game. Call 206-803-ROCK if you would like to play Beat Migs at 750.